Monsters from the Basement.
This is Serena Vincent, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Monsters from the Basement. We are in Gatlinburg, Tennessee at the Horror Weekend, and I'm sitting here at the table with
Serena Vincent.
Now, Serena's a star of the movie Cabin Fever, among other things. You've had a good time in Gatlinburg this weekend?
I've had a wonderful time in Gatlinburg. Yeah, it's my first time in Tennessee, actually, and as a big Dolly Parton fan, it's nice to be hanging out in the Smoky Mountains.
Right. Did you get a chance to go out and wander around any?
A little bit. We've been pretty busy, but I'm seeing the town, having a good time.
I know you did a local TV show Friday afternoon.
I did the Channel 8 News on Friday. I did at 4 o'clock, promoting the Horror Weekend, just talking about horror movies.
Was acting something you always wanted to do?
That's a good question. My mother was a dance teacher, so I sort of grew up performing. I didn't know necessarily that I wanted to be an actor, but I thought that actors and actresses lived on different planets. Like, I didn't know, like, the steps to, like, get there. But I don't know, and it all just kind of happened. It all just kind of unfolded in the right way. So I guess yes and no. In my heart, yes. I just didn't know if it was possible.
I mentioned the movie Cabin Fever. That's one of my favorite films. Do you have any memories of filming that?
I have many memories of filming that. It was a great experience. The whole cast, we all became very good friends. And Eli Roth is an incredible filmmaker and incredible guy. And he really created a set that, you know, we were like a little family. It was a really good time. And the movie was really well received, obviously. And I think we were all grateful. And we really enjoyed traveling with the film and promoting it and, you know, watching everybody love it as much as we did.
Do you do a lot of these conventions?
I do a few a year. I think this is my last one this year. I'll do a couple next spring, do a couple next fall maybe.
In addition to movies, I know you've done a lot of TV shows as well.
Mm-hmm. I do movies and TVs, a lot of guest stars, pilots that never seem to get picked up. I write books as well. I have a series of girlfriend-to-girlfriend advice books out with my friend, Jody Lipper. It's How to Eat Like a Hot Chick, How to Love Like a Hot Chick, and Live Like a Hot Chick. And they're from HarperCollins and really fun and helping women feel confident.
Now, I know that some of the shows you've appeared on, CSI and Two and a Half Men, and what part did you play on Two and a Half Men?
I played Lulu, the hooker who gets Charlie sick, who hired by Rose to get Charlie sick. It's a really fun episode.
I believe I remember seeing that one. And you've also done some theater too, right?
Mm-hmm. I grew up doing theater. I'm actually guest starring in an off-Broadway show in October called You've Got Hate Mail. So everybody should look it up and in the New York area, come on out and check it out.
Between films, television, and theater, is there one you prefer?
No, I just love to work. It's just good to keep working. I did just finish a film called Monica with a K, written and directed by Stephen R. Monroe, who I've done a few films with. He's also an incredible filmmaker and dear friend, and he wrote this really cool action revenge thriller that I had the honor to be in, and which is why my hair is blonde now. And so that is my next film that's coming out. And you can watch the trailer on dreadcentral.com. If you go to dreadcentral.com/Monica, M-O-N-I-K-A, or go to my website. I just launched a new website. It's serenavincent.net. It'll be up like around October 7th, and you can watch it there as well.
Now, if you could have the perfect movie role, what would that be?
The perfect movie role? Well, I really enjoyed this action stuff that I just did with Steven. I really got into this whole gun shooting thing. But I also think I'm funny. I did a romantic comedy a while ago called Everybody Wants to Be Italian, and I would love to do more stuff like that, more comedies. And I'd love to be like on a sitcom. Yeah.
Now, you were on the Power Rangers too as well, right?
I was. Many years ago, I was a Power Ranger. Power Rangers Lost Galaxy. I was Maya, the Yellow Ranger.
You enjoyed that part?
I did. It was a good first role. Good first series regular role for me at that age. I learned a lot. And it's a good time.
Now, as you look back over your career and the things you've done, what are you most thankful for?
Well, that's a good question. I like that. You know, lately especially, I've been sort of stepping back and looking at my life, and I am just grateful for everything. Like, I didn't start in this business with, like, an end goal. Like, I didn't want to just be, like, rich and famous, you know? And I'm not rich and famous yet, but, you know, my goal was just to work and have fun and, like, do cool things, and I just feel blessed to have been, I don't know, the path that I've taken and the journey that I've been on. I work really, really, really hard, and I feel blessed for everything that comes my way.
You mentioned your websites.
SerenaVincent.net. It's a new one. It'll be up probably like October 7th-ish.
And are you on Facebook or any of those?
I am. And when you go to my website, SerenaVincent.net, it will direct you to my real Facebook page. Also, all of you out there who are making fake Facebook pages of me, I don't understand. Stop it. So, you will link right to my own personal Facebook fan page from my website, SerenaVincent.net.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was I was going to interview at a convention, and I emailed them on Facebook and asked them about it. And then when I got to the convention, you know, they were like, you didn't email me. You didn't.
I have so many fake Facebooks up there now. And what really pisses me off, excuse my language, but it really makes me mad, is when they say, oh, no, this is the real me. It's really rude. Like, you know, we're all human beings. And it's really rude to do that, I think. because, yeah, I have real friends and real business people that try to contact me through there. And it's not really me. And I look like I'm, you know, ignoring them. Yeah, I don't quite get it. But and I am on Twitter. It is at Serena Vincent.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking some time out talking with me.
Thank you. It was fun. It was a pleasure to meet you. And thanks for having me on.
And I hope you have a good rest of the weekend here in Gatlinburg.
Thank you. Me too. I will. I'm enjoying it.
And best wishes in the future.
Thank you. All right. Bye.